The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Welcome to another edition of Stunt Granny Audio. This is Kevin. I am acting as a host today, which means I have the one, the only, Dusty Giebink with me. How you doing, Dusty?
I'm all right. I've got that Hello song in my head by Martin Solveig. Have you heard that? If not, look it up.
No, I have not. I am music impaired sometimes.
Okay. I listened to Dan Levitard's show and Jorge Sedano's show, Florida Sports Talk Radio, and you know how they'll play, like, songs coming in from the break? How I heard the song. I heard it last week coming in from the break, and then just tonight, coming home from work, I turned the radio on. I hardly ever turn the radio on, so it was like God tapping me on the shoulder or something, and this was the song I heard, you know? So, now it's in my head.
So, you were listening to Dan Levitard at your desk then today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
gotcha.
That's the other thing that we were talking about off the air. I was not talking to you or available to talk to you on Messenger like we always do because I started a job last week and I am working and Becky just had gallbladder surgery and yet I'm still able to do an audio. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I don't know who could make such excuses that you might be referring to.
I got the email up here. We were trying to plan to do an audio, and it was last week, Thursday. And Jeremy says, I'm available every day next week. And then immediately followed it with, oh, yeah, I forgot I'm going to SmackDown on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, at least that's a solid excuse. Not to do the show on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Mhm. There's other people who don't have
that.
Yeah.
Mhm. Exactly. Yeah, there are other people that don't have that excuse. I will ask about his Twitter address at the end of the show as Jeremy tends to spring on me now.
Indeed.
So hopefully you forget about this by the time we get there.
Okay. I just next to jail.
Damn it! Am
okay.
I still here?
Yep, you're still here.
Okay. I thought you cut out.
Nope.
Okay. Outstanding.
So we're going to talk about Raw tonight, I guess.
Yeah, because, it was supposed to start off with a bang. Did you feel like it started off with a bang with the Rock's videotaped message?
It taped earlier today! I always love that. It could have been taped in a fucking, like a week ago. It could have been taped like 10 years ago. It could have been taped in the future. But it was taped earlier today in front of palm trees. And did it start the show off with a bang? Not really, but Rock is always good, so I think it's a thumbs up for me just by basis of him being good and charismatic and interesting, basically. Unlike
for
most
some reason,
of the
mm-hmm. I couldn't stop staring at his gray hairs and his goat.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, shit, I know that he's a good chunk older than me, so he should be getting some gray hairs. But
sure,
you know, it's like, isn't action star supposed to you know, be dying that shit or something, or
yeah,
keeping it shaved off?
And he's too young to give up, you know, because once you reach a certain age, you can just sort of give up and be like, yeah, I got gray hair, you know, what of it, you know? But he's way too young to be at that point.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like that's 40s or 50s, you know? So,
yeah,
oh,
especially
sure.
in his industry, I think, is what also makes me think of it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
all
I,
about
I,
appearances.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it.
I started watching wrestling in the late 80s, and Hogan was already balding, you know? That was one of the reasons I never really was a Hulkamaniac. Even at, like, 6 or 7 years old, I could look at him and go, that dude's balding. It's old, you know? So.
Yeah, I guess I never held that against Hulk Hogan.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just because everyone that's bald tends to be jealous of my family, so...
Okay.
I don't harbor as much ill will. Maybe. I don't know. I want to make up some excuse. It's just funny that I'm the only one, I think, amongst us that was really that much of a Hogan fan growing up.
Okay. Yeah, I was always a heel mark, except for Piper. So, that's my background.
Oh, gotcha.
Piper was basically a heel even as a babyface, so...
Yeah, oh my gosh, and I'm already thinking of the Morton Downey Jr. thing, and I don't know why in particular, really.
Oh, God, that was so bad. Oh, my God.
I just remember, and the funny thing I remember is my parents didn't really watch that much stuff that was all that out there, but for some reason we were allowed to watch his show.
Okay.
And it's like, why did they, of all things that they let us watch, it was kind of controversial. Why did we watch Morton Downey Jr.?
Now, I've never seen that. I never had the pleasure, but I read about it. And from what I could tell, it was pretty out there at the time.
Yeah.
Like something I'd want my kids to watch, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he was smoking all the time. Like, smoking was still okay.
Yeah.
On television, which was like, now I look back and I'm like, holy fuck, are you kidding me? Like, he was like a chimney out there. Like, how did my parents like not end up with smokers all through the house?
He had to be like 3-4 packs a day. He was just hitting it, man.
Oh man, yeah. So wow. Yeah, this is our show, of course.
I think I once read that Kate Moss smokes 3 packs a day at her prime. He had to be more than that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, man. My lungs just hurt thinking about that.
Yeah, dude, I know.
Like, that's what I always said, like, when they're like, oh, some people don't see it. I'm like, man, I smoked for like a month, and I just felt like complete and utter shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you've got to know that your lungs are shot when you're doing that. I'm sorry.
Right. Except when Kate Moss, then it was like a superpower.
Yeah. That's just, I don't know. Maybe that's how she stayed so thin.
I guarantee you that's how she stayed so thin.
Yeah, that is disturbing. That is a lot of cancer in a small, small area.
Yeah. In any event, well, Rock looks old.
Okay, yeah, in any event. Yeah, she will be a survivor of cancer sometime, potentially. And that leads to The Rock accepting his Survivor Series invitation from John Cena. Was it as foregone conclusion as, was it just me that crowd was pretty much dead when he really announced that? Like, well, I shouldn't say dead, but, like, expecting it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really react enthusiastically to something you pretty much know, you know? So, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then right after that, what the, oh, we start the, CM Punk versus Mark Henry started right after that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, was that even, does that need to be talked about, that they actually changed up the format a little bit?
Yeah, kind of Saturday night's main event kind of thing, where they start out with a big match right off the bat. Kind of weird. A little different. I don't know what else to say about it, but it's interesting. We'll see
yeah.
if it's a permanent thing.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that. Because that's, I just remember for some reason that used to kind of get, oh, it's great when they start things off a little bit different, but it seems like so rare now. It's like, okay, it happened,
yeah.
and we'll catch it again in 3 months.
Right, yeah.
It used to be a point. It's not a point anymore. Keeping on moving here.
Yeah. One notable thing about the match, the cameras missed a few shots. Thumbs down to the production team.
Yeah, they were absolutely brutal last night. Because even during the Rock's promo, they decided to show it from, like, far back corner where you couldn't see the big screen at all.
Yes, thank you.
I was like, what the hell is going on here?
I know.
And then at least the one that I remember during the match was when Punk threw Ricardo in to get the world's strongest slam.
Mm-hmm.
They showed Punk, like, looking back at Del Rio or something. It's like, I know that he's just, a ring announcer, but shouldn't you be showing the action and not...
Yeah, seriously.
Two guys looking at each other?
Just go to a shot of the crowd of somebody staring blankly into the ring, you know? God, how can you screw that up?
Oh, man, yeah, that... That guy, and there was another time later in the evening, but yeah, that opening segment had two biggies.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess Kevin Dunn was too busy eating chips or something. Maybe he just ran out of a bag or something. I don't know.
Animal stole all of his chips.
They should have shown that. Oh, man.
And speaking of the Muppets, they were up next.
Oh, yes, and they were in full force the rest of the night. And much to the dismay of a certain guy who does this for a living, who, is pretty clueless and just doesn't get it. There, I got that off my chest. Been wanting to talk about that for several weeks now, but I haven't been able to do an audio. There's a guy who does this for a living who's very anti-Muppet, and fuck him. So, there we go.
How can you be anti-Muppet?
I don't know!
I'm not a super fan or anything like that. I know a lot of people that, you know, just they do anything Muppets. Like in college, I remember going over to my friend's place to go and watch the Muppets because it was always a big deal. I'd go. I had fun. We always drank. Like there was no reason not to go.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't have hosted a Muppets party. I will certainly admit to that. But hating them, that just seems a little too much to me.
It seems to me you'd either like them or be indifferent to them, you know? I don't see really what harm they do, you know?
Yeah. It's mostly a kid's thing, so,
Very bizarre for somebody to be so opposed to them. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's very, very strange.
And if you're opposed to them being on a wrestling show, well, Raw's not really a wrestling show anyway, so... We lost that battle years ago, you know?
I'm watching the Pat Steelers game, with my buddy. And I turned to my one friend, Ken. I go, oh, yeah, the Muppets are hosting, because there was a commercial for the movie, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the Muppets are hosting Raw on Monday. He goes, really? They're going there? I was like, yeah, it's a PG show.
Yep.
I was like, I didn't even, try to even go any further in defending it. It's just like, nope, yep,
no.
That's going on.
No, it really doesn't make sense. You know, somebody who doesn't really care about wrestling, well, why are they doing that? Well, whatever. Not even worth going into. Anything that happened.
Yeah, well, I think at least his inference was more you know, that's the age bracket they're going for.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I had mentioned that to him before. I mean, I see him enough that I usually try to fill him in on the broader aspects of what's going on.
I'm so happy you mentioned that. They're going after a younger audience. Do you think, yes or no, and then you can extrapolate, that they should be moving their shows to different times? I mean, it's kind of too late at night for especially East Coast children.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that, about being a possibility. That would really be a fantastic idea if they bumped down from, 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why USA shouldn't really argue about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know. I don't really check the demographics wise what they still think are viewing it. But yeah, if they want the kids, there's no reason that they shouldn't go ahead and bump it down an hour. I mean, I don't see them really starting any earlier than 8.
No, well, probably not. But yeah, I mean, 11 o'clock on the East Coast. I would hope most kids are asleep. You know, I always was when I was a kid, back in my day. So.
Yeah, but I don't know. The only thing I guess I could say is that just the DVR is...
Sure, yeah. DVR changes
pretty
everything.
Pretty prevalent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You might not be able to talk about it at school, but, you know, you could always pull the trick that I did, which was get up, 2 hours before school and watch cartoons.
Yeah, I always did that too. Mm-hmm. Woke
so,
up Tuesday morning so I could watch cartoons. Or on Tuesday mornings, I would zip through Nitro, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's it. We always used to go. We used to come back from studio when they had the 2 o'clock viewing, and we'd watch it then.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of going back more to the kid area, though,
yeah.
I was never allowed to stay up for Saturday night's main event, so we at least had a VCR at that point, so we'd record it, and I'd always go down before mass.
Okay.
And
yeah.
They'd practically have to drag me away from the TV kicking and screaming to
no,
get
no.
to church that day.
Mm.
Well, a little bit later, I was a little more cooperative and would stop, but at first it was an addiction that that the church could not heal.
The Church of Hogan. but what happened?
Yep. I guess that's a little more Church of the Ultimate Warrior, which is always amusing to see his descent into madness.
Oh, when I was 6 years old, I was in awe of that guy. It seemed like he had this weird aura about him, you know?
That's
your promo.
That's when you go with it factor.
yeah. I felt, even if I couldn't say it, he was insane, but it was a weird good kind of insane, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Just because, it was all just kind of out there, but, you know, yeah, you weren't ever intimidated by it. It wasn't like a homeless guy crazy talk or anything like that.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Outstanding. So back to the – well, he did kind of have a bit of a Muppet hairdo there. trying to make some excuse for a segue. I don't know. Do you just want to just block and talk about the Muppets as an overall whole after talking about the, you know, the demographic here?
There were some predictable interactions. Miss Piggy and Vicky, I called that one. Beaker and Seamus, that was excellent. Apparently they're related. didn't make the family reunion. That was halfway to funny. But yeah, those were pretty predictable interactions. Like, you know, if you're going to use the Muppets, you got to get some mileage out of them. So I applaud them for those. And then I believe Beaker became involved later on in the Santino match.
Yes, yes, he did.
Way ahead to Santino versus Swagger. Beaker had the magic formula, and Santino spit it in spit in Swagger's face. I can talk. So that got from there. Yeah, funny.
Well, you know, the one thing that I actually, I think I wasn't, oh, yeah, because I put in my almost five, definitely half-assed blog here. I'm disgusted even trying to type it. And you know what? And that was after Santino spit in his face.
Mm-hmm.
After I thought about it for a while, I kind of liked that because I thought he was going to do the predictable and Hulk up.
Yeah.
And then he was going to win the match and hit the Cobra or something. And you know what? That probably would have been more cheesy than what they ended up doing, which is he couldn't swallow it. He really accidentally spits it in the guy's face.
Yeah.
And
I actually had a second to go, oh, he's going to Hulk up right here. And, yeah, I'm kind of glad he didn't.
So, yeah, sometimes my opinion at the moment doesn't always sink in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think you mentioned to me, you mentioned all the ones that I at least enjoyed.
Yeah, those were pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And, well, another predictable one that I just enjoyed was Animal is the bell guy for one of the matches. It's just like, okay, it was going to be there.
Somebody on a different message board posted, Animal at ringside, the fix is in. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Nice.
With Animal, but,
Yeah, I was, the one thing that I was disappointed in is, I did not get a Swedish chef.
Yeah! Oh, man.
Yep. That was the only one I've got to admit. I was the, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and a Beaker fan if I liked the stuff on the Muppets. And then the other one that I always liked was the Swedish Chef.
Okay.
And you know what? They kind of, you know, he really kind of would have been forced in there somewhere.
What would they have done? Because Big Show's fat, they put him with Big Show? Cooking something for Big Show? I don't know. Just toss and
stuff. Well, I guess instead of Hornswoggle trying to hit on Miss Piggy, he could have been teaching Hornswoggle how to cook.
Ooh.
Kids cooking class.
Mm. Not bad.
Wow, I am. I can't believe I'm suggesting such a thing for Raw. It's like, yep, that's how much I've given up. I'm expecting a cooking class on Raw now.
Yeah. Like, oh, Raw would have been a much better wrestling show if Swedish Chef had been teaching Hornswoggle how to cook. That's what we've evolved into.
Oh, my God.
We've degenerated
into
that. This is, yeah. These are interesting times we live in.
Well, another predictable and not so interesting time was the women's match.
Yeah.
With that, was that awkward to you when they introduced all the ladies in the match and they were all lined up together?
Yes. It reminded me kind of WrestleMania 4, the Battle Royal, where they're all in the ring and they have to wait to beat on each other until they're all introduced. And then they wrestle. And it's just kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how are they able to coexist in the ring with each other to be introduced? Not sure.
Yeah, well, at least in a tag match, you could have done something like put three of the women at, you know, behind the ropes and just the one woman in the ring.
Sure. Yeah.
The Battle Royal thing is always really awkward. It's just like...
I hate women's matches as a general rule and Battle Royal stuff. So... I will say, though, that AJ smokes like camels, man. Holy shit. Yum.
Yeah, no, we've definitely, the hot quotient has dropped a little bit. We don't have an Asian woman anymore, and we're missing a French-Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are greatly missed, but AJ and Caitlin are holding up their end of the bargain quite nicely in my international house of humble opinion.
So. Yeah, at some point I kind of latched on to Eve and I can't really let go of that one. So I'm
respect that greatly. Yeah.
You know, I think when she started saying she was actually doing real training, I'm like, oh, you're actually taking jiu-jitsu classes? That's kind of sexy. So I've kind of liked her since then.
It is. It is.
We've gone
Melissa
from one.
When cheerleader Melissa was in TNA and she was doing that gimmick with Kong, that was kind of hot.
Oh. Yeah. It does. Sometimes when you just do the eyes, it works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
The
sure.
evil cheerleader thing is a little, you know, though it definitely gets your name out there.
Yeah.
It still is a little played out.
I agree. Also, speaking of cheerleaders, I highly recommend the 70s softcore porn called The Cheerleaders. It was the first softcore porn I ever saw. Great, great movie.
I will check that out sometime.
if I've inspired one person to look it up, I've done my job tonight. So
yeah, hey, you know, I can always use some new softcore porn to watch.
All right.
Or hardcore porn, one of the two. It all works.
Beggars can't be choosers. We'll take what we can get.
No. Well, there was that meaningless division, and then. The next meaningless division was up after that. The tag team division.
It's times like this when we need James Gutman to talk about how important tag teams are. Oh, did I mention somebody by name? Oh.
Yeah, he extols the virtues of the tag team all the time.
Like every 4 or 5 months, he wrote a column about it.
Oh, jeez.
And even back then, it wasn't going to happen, you know? They just don't care about it. They don't care about tag teams. Everybody is just a random assemblage of people, you know? And they could give you a name and eventually try to make it work, but the idea always comes from nowhere. Now, that said, I kind of like Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett together. For some reason, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, you kind of have the big guy, the little guy kind of thing going on there. Which works out. But, yeah, I don't really see them staying together, though.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Kind of stinks. Because I didn't think, well, I don't know. I guess I think Ziggler really would have helped out Swagger if they would have been a tag team. I guess to me they just looked good, and I'm a sucker for that old college gimmick there.
Fair enough. I really like Ziggler. He's really grown on me over the last year. But Swagger's kind of dead in the water by himself. Needs a boost.
Yeah, Swagger's been really out of it. Like, I can't believe how high I was on him at some point. Like, it's just kind of gotten to that point.
It's really astounding how far he's fallen.
Oh, yeah, and that's right. He was the one that, he got the spit take from Santino.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For a long time, dude. affirmation of it.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just like, oof. When you see that, and what was the, who was the one on SmackDown that I mentioned? Who lost to Wade Barrett this past week? Somebody else that seemed to be getting a push, and I can't remember who the shit it was. Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, well, fuck it. I don't care. It's not really worth
it. That's great.
Yeah, and I just realized I might have actually tweeted it, so I kind of went running back through here. Oh, jeez, oh, Pete.
This is great radio. I know there's like 100 people yelling at us right now. It's so-and-so! Move on! It's so-and-so!
Oh, you know, it was Morrison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not that I didn't know that he was in the doghouse to start with, but, you know, they're really just starting to build Barrett back up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And when you're losing to that guy that they're barely just rebuilding, it's just like, whew, dude. You done really fucked up.
Since the end of August, Morrison has lost 11 times on television.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Let me see if that's the record. It's either him or Heath Slater that has the record for that time period. Oh, it's tied. Oh, it's tied. They both have 11.
Oh, man.
Oh, and hold on. Swagger has 12.
Oh, jeez.
So there's your leaderboard for losses on television from late August to now. Early November.
Yeah. They can say that wins and losses don't matter in a way, but they definitely do matter. If you're not getting those, you are not getting pushed.
I mean, if you lose that often, then it matters. You know, like, if you're losing a Heath Slater amount of time, yeah, you're in trouble.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's brutal. So, yeah, okay, we got Swagger, and then, are you enjoying, we kind of got, well, for me, a favorite since he's been my Kent State boy for a while, but him and the internet darling here, friends on the show, is it working in the ring?
Yeah, sure. That was a 10-minute match. That was a really good TV match. Yeah, I think it's working in the ring as well as it can. Ziggler's getting really good, actually.
Yeah, and, no, even for my blatant homerism, He seems to have even stepped it up more of a notch.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's two guys coming into their own, really. Interesting that they're programmed against each other. Yeah, lots of growth, both of them. I can see Ziggler as a Randy Orton-esque main eventer at some point.
No. That would be pretty interesting. They definitely I couldn't believe I guess that was one of the bigger things in that match to me is development wise, I think Ziggler's been good in the ring for a while, but he hasn't had the character down for a while. And I think the character's been more where the development's been, which is a plus. And
coming together. Like he was parts and now he's becoming a whole. I can dig that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Zack Ryder is almost really coming from the opposite end where he had the character and he needs to start, and it's probably because he hasn't been in the ring that much. He's kind of been a joke for a long time.
I don't want to think he was horrible as a wrestler, but you just didn't know. Hardly used him, and they used him for comedy, and it was impossible to tell if he was any good or not.
And he was in, two or three tag teams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which did not help in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And, I just think there's something like that ring thing. I don't think that gets a whole lot better without you being in there all the time on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how Miz got so good. He just wrestled all the time. Miz was absolutely horrible at first. And they put him in there with Morrison and they had him wrestle on every show and he grew into it. So that's kind of what you have to do. Especially now where there's not really any developmental system to speak of, you kind of just have to go out there and be bad and get good. And that's what Ziggler did.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you start in the Spirit Squad, you are definitely working your way up the ladder.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love guys, though, man. That was a funny thing.
And I'm trying to think of... I'm trying to buy time while I grab more water.
We've been exposed here. He wasn't thinking of anything to say. He's just buying time, people.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of what I had next up because I don't know if there's much more to say on that front there.
Mm, no, not really. They've impressed me, Ziggler and Ryder. Two of my favorite parts about wrestling right now, gotta say.
Yep. Is the man who is getting a whole lot of pipe bombage coming in there? Is he one of those parts that of wrestling that you enjoy now also?
Who is that?
Mr. Pipe Bomb, CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. They've kind of cooled down what they heated up. I have to say I'm kind of scratching my head about that.
Do you think the this little feud that he's getting started with Mr. Del Rio will help solve that problem?
That's a good question. And I kind of want to say no. I kind of don't think Del Rio's really over yet. I know the message boards are no real gauge, but he's getting a real mixed reaction on the message boards. I don't know. Kind of lukewarm on it. I have to say.
If nothing else, it at least puts him in the title picture, which helps out.
Sure.
But, I'm not sure if it's really going to do the trick or not because of that that same reason. It's just like, okay,
yeah.
I mean, if he wins, like, I'm not sure that anyone's taking him seriously enough for it to be like, oh, okay, he got the big win.
Right. But that's kind of a problem across the board. If he beats Cena, it's like, okay. And then you know Cena's going to get the win back, you know? So we're kind of in this vortex where nothing really means anything.
Yeah, on a bunch of different levels. Because really,
yeah.
The two guys that we just talked about, Ziggler and Ryder, it's
yeah.
like they don't have a stepping stone. And those guys, because there's a bit of a round robin thing going on, like no one's going anywhere either.
Mm-hmm. You kind of circle like a tornado in the same spot. Same spot you're in, you circle around and you circle around. And if you face somebody in the tornado above you, you're going to lose. And if you face somebody in the tornado below you, you're probably going to win. And everybody sort of stays in their own little circle and nothing really ever happens. And that's wrestling right now.
Oh, man. vortex aside,
mm-hmm.
Let's see. Punk had a match. He got to talk to, our favorite GM in the world.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. Oh. And, CM Punk came out after the big show, but I figured out where I put because it was nice of show to put Del Rio's arm in place for a sleeper. Hey, director, don't show that as a close-up.
Right! Once again, asleep at the switch.
And then right after that, I put, did the director drop acid before the show? Why did he pan to Sonny lookalike in the crowd during a move? It was like...
But
we were talking about the vortexes. You know, that was one. Well, it was two matches today, on Raw, I should say, that had the vortex thing going on. Like, I thought both Del Rio and The Miz were finally starting to get somewhere. Like, Del Rio controlled a lot of the match with Big Show, and then he gets knocked out of the blue, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then The Miz is looking really after they looked really weak against Cena last week.
Yep.
He's starting to look really good against them, and then all of a sudden, he just had the door shut down, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that really infuriated me, by the way. Used to, the heels get heat until the blow-off match, and then the babyface wins. Cena won. Where is there else to go?
With interference. From the Scream Man.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah. Man, it was just... Both of those, especially that one, it's just like you kind of go back to that. Why is he teaming with The Rock then? Why does he need The Rock?
Right.
to beat two guys that he can beat by himself.
Yeah, he could win in a handicap match the way things have been booked. And especially historically, yeah, doesn't need The Rock. He could pull, remember when Steve Austin needed a tag team partner and he picked the Brooklyn Brawler because he didn't give a shit? I mean, that's what Cena could legitimately do, you know? Pick, like, Hornswoggle because he doesn't give a shit. Why does he need The Rock? It just doesn't make sense. So especially in that situation, you should put heat on the heels big time. They should be schmoz kicking Cena's ass every week. Double teams, triple teams, whatever. And it's just not happening. Oh, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, and I always get a bit of a kick when you're talking about Hornswoggle as a partner.
Yeah.
I always like how they make it seem like when they have such a discrepancy in quality of partners that they're forced to make the tag at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, no, just have them stand at ringside. Like, if they're going to cost you the match, just literally just have them be out of it. Just really just make it a legitimate handicap match.
Yeah, like, why does he think he has to tag? What good would it do?
And yeah, Cena certainly doesn't need that tag. And
yeah,
I mean, aside, well, and I don't know. I get maybe that's something more for Survivor Series, closer to a Survivor Series match, kind of a question. Well, we've talked about Vortexes and. Well, we've kind of skimmed over CM Punk.
Yeah.
Oh, that is not even worth talking about, is it? Is Michael Cole even worth talking about?
You brought it up. We got to talk about it. What's your gut here? What are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, it's to me, it's one of those angles with him and JR. That I don't know who it's benefiting.
Vince McMahon can laugh at it backstage.
Okay, so I'm not completely crazy to think that it's not doing them a lick of good.
Not one single iota bit.
Because, yeah. People obviously don't either. They, I don't know. You don't. I guess you don't really see signs for JR. But they've. I mean, do you think that they know that he is the better announcer, and you know they're really that much of a bunch of douchebags that they're just holding out?
I don't know if Vince wants to admit it. I feel like. Michael Cole has been his pet project since the late 90s, and he wants to believe that Cole is better. I feel like there's a level of denial from Vince in this inner circle.
Okay, yeah, because I would think that they, what the shit? Oh, that's pretty cool. I now have HD pay-per-views. I had no idea. It's just like, why are you wasting this much time? Like, to me, like, that's just admitting it. Like, wasting that much time on this kind of an angle is just like, ugh. And the Photoshops were so bad.
Oh, my God, they're terrible.
Yeah, they're not even, like... you know, worth talking about. Like, it's just like, wow, like, it's not even, like, mean funny. It's just, it's not even mean. It's so dumb. It's so that it's painful to watch.
Exactly.
And I don't know if that, I don't know if the kids are really offended either. Like, the kids are, that you're going for are too young to remember. Maybe that's the problem, is the kids they're gunning for, don't know Jim Ross well enough to really go all in.
I wonder if the young kids, what do they know of The Rock? I guess this past year.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess if you've seen him on, even if you've seen him in the movie commercials, there's some type of connection there.
Sure, sure.
You know, so it kind of helps that he had wrestled before, but and he can actually do it in the ring. But, you know, I guess that's still just playing the Hollywood card, which they certainly have not really been all that shy about recently.
Oh, definitely not. Also, while we're talking about cards they play, they sure are obsessed with Twitter. Man, they mention Twitter every chance they get.
Yeah, these last 2 weeks, it's honestly been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, like, we get what you're saying. Just chill out a little bit. You don't need to mention it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and it doesn't help that then you have Cole trying to play, like, the dork card when he's the guy pushing something that, though I find it useful and fun, there still aren't that many people that have fallen into it. Like, there's still not as many people on it as on, like, Facebook or anything like that.
Oh, right. Everyone in the world is on Facebook. Twitter is kind of an acquired taste. It took me a long time to get it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now I kind of think of it like it's a message board where you control who you invite. And that made it palatable for me. So.
Yeah, that is a good way to put it. I can't say I thought about it that way.
No. I don't know, it hit me one day, like, oh, yeah, it's kind of like a message board where people are sort of talking to each other in little groups. Okay, I can handle that.
Yeah, so it's just like, and it's, I guess it kind of feeds, you know, I guess it's, to me, it always kind of, it feeds together, huh? As soon as I can cobble this sentence into one big one. Because, you know, they're always showing, like, oh, we have more people than more visitors on our website than NFL.com and all these other sites combined.
Right.
And it's just like, well, yeah, those sites don't get many hits because they're part of something that's bigger, so people don't go right to that site.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, the NFL doesn't control all of the news that comes out of the NFL.
Yeah. There's a ton of sports sites, you know. So the market is saturated.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's not a fair comparison. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I'm saying, too, is because, I don't even, for Pittsburgh Steelers news, just since it's mostly football season, I don't even go to the Steelers website at all.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, and going to the Twitter, hell, I listen to the players half the time now.
Right.
It's kind of like, okay, that's pretty much from the horse's mouth. If that's going on, then that's what's going on.
Yeah. By the way, I love you guys. You guys are quite outspoken, and I appreciate that. Most teams are like just, oh, well, we'll take it one day at a time, step by step, you know, do the best we can. Every game is a must win. And, like, you guys tell it like it is, like Harrison and,
Yeah, it helps that Harrison's a complete wacko, which is just fun. It kind of is good for the old linebacker mentality.
Totally, yeah.
And Woodley talking trash to the Ravens all summer was kind of funny. I just hope that, you know, he can do something about it this coming Sunday.
Right, right.
Since he failed to do anything about it at the opening of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was not one of my better days of sobriety, let's say.
Yeah, I can imagine.
because, you know, we all went up there just to have fun, and then it went from fun to, oh my God, this is a horror show.
Yeah.
You know, it started out as fun drinking to just like, oh man. So, oh man. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like dwelling on their Twitter obsession for too long, despite my own problems with it occasionally.
I got one more topic to bring up here. Book. Going back to Zack Ryder, we didn't touch on Vince McMahon freaking out about Spike being mentioned on his T-shirt. Spike your hair, as in Spike TV, as in promoting the competitor, which that's really a reach, man. that's a reach, but that's how Vince McMahon's mind works.
Oh my gosh, no one's gonna watch that shit burger,
right? No one's gonna look at Zack Ryder's T-shirt and go, oh man, I gotta watch TNA now. Like, there's just no way.
Not even a little chance in hell.
Yeah. No one would say that anyway in their right mind. Except a few mentally handicapped people, you know? I don't know.
Oh, yes, I am mentally handicapped for watching that show and reviewing it on a weekly basis.
I watched it a couple weeks ago. I tried to watch it, and there was, like, what, a 40-minute segment that took 3 or 4 commercial breaks to get through? Come on!
Yeah, it was 3 commercial breaks.
3 commercial breaks. I was in a coma by the third one. That's why I couldn't remember. Fuck! What the hell is the matter with them?
I have no idea. Like, it's painful to watch week in and week out.
Yeah. Oh.
You've got to be on the train wreck bandwagon, which unfortunately I put myself on way too often.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some train wreck TV shows that I definitely will keep on with.
Like what? Like what, real quick?
Oh.
What's a bad show?
CSI Miami is still just bad, but it is so ridiculously funny. It is so over the top.
Yeah, I agree.
I just can't stop laughing at it. Because, like, some of them, like CSI, the regular CSI got so bad.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like, no, fuck you, I'm done, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was the other one? Oh, Criminal Minds. I watched that for a really long time. And they booted off 2 of the women at the beginning of last season, and then by the beginning of this season, they brought both of them back because their ratings had gone through the floor.
That's great.
You know, if you're going to have the balls to take them off, then you're losing all of my respect if you're like, oh, I really fucked up, I need to bring them back.
Yeah. Mhm.
So it's just like, okay, I'm out. And it's like, these two the one shouldn't have been alive, and the other one shouldn't have ever come back.
Okay,
so it's just like, I'm out. So, like, those were just, like, turned into bad. But Trainwreck Bad is definitely CSI Miami. And the other one that has potential and is there sometimes is Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think that they're in the early stages, but I told my buddy at work, I was like, this is going to turn into 24. I was like, at some point, they're going to all be so badass that the crimes that they're solving are going to be just completely out of hand.
Right.
It's going to be completely unbelievable. And I was like, I'll keep on watching it.
Like the guy, the criminal is going to be like, I'm going to blow up the entire universe. and you have 5 seconds to stop me. And they will. They will.
Yeah, they will, because, you know, we wouldn't have a show. I mean, you know, Jack Bauer disarmed nuclear bombs for the most part. So, you know, if he can do that, I'm sure they'll be able to save the universe from blowing up at some juncture.
Indeed.
Yeah, and really, those I didn't really see the early seasons of 24 that supposedly were just really good. But I definitely watched the train wreck seasons of them, and they were really enjoyable.
The first season is really, really good. And then, like, starting almost immediately, you can see it falling, you know?
Okay.
Still good. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to get hate mail here. But you can see where it's leading to, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just spirals completely out of control. So, that's like, it's really good.
So, yeah, I guess those would be my examples of that kind of train wreck that I would, and that's part of the reason why I will watch TNA. It's just, it's a complete horror show that I can't turn away from.
Well, that makes sense.
And not a good horror show like, what is that, American Horror Story.
Nice. Yep.
One last plug for another TV show that I still have two of them on my DVR.
Gotcha.
Okie dokie. Well, but you said you had two topics. We got to the one. We went back to Zack Ryder and the Spike Your Hair. Was there another one, or did we actually get to that and I didn't know?
Oh, we got to everything on my little list. So
cool. Well, it is my time to go grab a sippy time beer. So I will let you, my good sir, sign off.
Why, thank you. Well, for Kevin DeFranco, for Sippy Time Beer, and for cheap excuses to not be able to do audios, I'm Dusty Ebing, and this has been another edition of Stunt Granny Audio, and we will try to do better next time.
How's that for pile driving, Miss Daisy?